Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, South Africa's inflation, as we reported earlier, has hit record lows. It creates a unique moment, I think, for monetary policy decisions. Now, with CPI, the Consumer Price Index, expected to drop even lower, economists are debating whether the South African Reserve Bank is going to take a bold step by implementing a significant interest rate cut tomorrow. Now, some argue this could be the stimulus the economy needs to recover. Others are cautioning against being overly aggressive. Well, what side of the fence does Johan Els, chief economist at Old Mutual, sit on? And my understanding, having spoken to him before, is that he is advocating rather for a big bang approach. Johan, always good to talk to you, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. Before we talk about predictions, maybe let's just talk about those inflation numbers that were out today, record lows now. Why, and do you think this trend is going to persist?
Yeah, absolutely a fantastic number, 2.8%. And within that, in the detail, also some very encouraging numbers. Firstly, food inflation surprising to the downside again. And as we all know, it just means prices are increasing at a lower tempo. But there's been price falls in some of the categories within the food, like rice and pasta and cake flour, etc. Also stewing beef, corned beef, milk, yogurt. There's even been a price fall in used cars. So there's actual price falls within this, and that tells me there's absolutely very little inflationary pressures. If we look at the weighted average of consumer goods, which we know are clothing, footwear, furniture, appliances, and vehicles, that's just 1.9% on a year-on-year basis. So very little price pressures. But I do suspect that this was the lower turning point in the cycle. We're going to drift up from here, but not significantly so. My forecast is for inflation on a headline basis to remain below 4% through to the middle of next year. So very low updrift and very continued low inflation numbers.
So you're talking about price levels at the moment. What would cause a reverse of that to start increasing again? Where do the risks lie in that respect?
Yeah, there's always risk around this. Middle East blow up would mean higher oil prices. For now, it's been very well contained. Even when there was a blow up with missiles flying between Iran and Israel, the oil price only moved up from 71 to around 77 and then came right back. So it's a risk. It's not a base case. And then, of course, the rand exchange rate, that always remains a risk. But we're moving in a better environment. The rand is undervalued, but the SA situation is improving with lower political risk, better growth, which also means less fiscal risk. We see some of the ratings agencies starting to improve their view on South Africa. So all of that suggests a more stable rand down the line. So yeah, Jeremy, there's always risks. I can't see anything significant at the moment because consumer spending is also not driving up prices. Consumer spending is okay-ish, but not strong and not expected to be very strong. So, yeah, there's risks, but nothing of those risks suggest any serious upside potential in the short term.
Johan, how serious should we be watching rand volatility? Because a stronger domestic currency, and you're the economist here, makes imports cheaper. That reduces the cost of imported goods and raw materials. That would lower inflation in economies that are reliant mainly, I guess, on imports. And we do import a lot. And we have seen the rand really yo-yoing around.
Yeah, rand volatility probably always with us, and the bulk of the rand's impact comes from the dollar. And we've seen after the Republican win of the presidency in the US that the dollar strengthened, the rand weakened. But I think, as the Fed has told us, they're going to wait for new policies to be implemented before they model it and before they react. So the Fed's going to continue with their rate cutting cycle for now. That, in my mind, still means a softer dollar and a better impact on the rand. So I still expect the rand to strengthen. And as you say, that's a benefit for inflation in South Africa.
Now, we also know that the South African Reserve Bank, and you and I have discussed this in the past, is known for a cautious approach. Are you able to get into their mind as we have this conversation today and give me a sense of where they might be moving? The consensus would seem to be 25 basis points, but you think they should be a little bolder?
I absolutely think they should be bolder. The extent of the surprise in inflation on the downside in recent months. So the absolute numbers, the lack of immediate pressures, the fact that the Reserve Bank's own forecast is for headline inflation to remain below 4% through to the middle of next year. The quarterly average forecast that they presented in September was below 4.5% right through to the end of 2026. So under those circumstances, absolutely, time is ripe for a 50 basis point rate cut. The target is 4.5. My concern here is that tomorrow they won't go for the 50. They will go for 25. Because I think they're going to argue potential U.S. policy change will be a risk. I think they're going to do the opposite approach than the Fed does. The Fed says, wait for the implementation because there's lots of uncertainties. Then we model, then we react. I think the Reserve Bank is going to say, these are risks, therefore we're going to be cautious. I am also concerned, Jeremy, that they might already have a 3% target in mind. I think that's the wrong approach, though. I think they should stick to their current target. Their current target is 4.5, not 3. Treasury hasn't moved and Treasury hasn't instructed the Reserve Bank yet about a lower target. So the current target of 4.5 is the one they should look at. And that target, these inflation numbers suggest the cut should be bigger than 25. But as I said, conservative approach, risk-averse approach might lead to only a 25. I think that's an error in my mind.
All right, so let's assume then, or conventional wisdom suggesting 25 BPS. Are there immediate consequences if the Saab opts for a smaller cut?
Well, I think no, because that's the market consensus. That's what the market thinks. So no immediate consequences. It's beneficial to the economy, of course. And I totally agree with the bank that, you know, government is responsible for unleashing the structural constraints in the economy. But I also strongly believe that we need bigger cuts because we can stimulate the cycle, the shorter term cyclical growth prospects for the economy. Government's responsible for the structural issues. That's medium-term growth. We need a rate cut now, especially inflation tells us we need a bigger cut.
But it's a difficult balance. On the one hand, stimulating growth, but you've also got to maintain financial stability and investor confidence.
I think that investor confidence is fine, given how low inflation is. Also, I think that perhaps the rand would benefit from a bigger cut because a bigger cut would stimulate growth and better growth would be good for the rand, in my opinion. I don't think we're in an environment where we talk about carry trade because the Fed is cutting, we're cutting. It's the same cycle. It's not opposing cycles. So I don't think the carry trade argument holds in this case. The better growth argument would be good for the rand on top of a softer dollar down the line.
So beyond the immediate term, and we're talking about tomorrow, going forward, there's also a sense that we might see three more rate cuts by the end of the second quarter next year. Do you buy that? And what does that mean for our economic trajectory?
Yes, I think there should be more rate cuts, 3 to 4 perhaps, but that, you know, the closer we get to more and more cuts, the more the data becomes very important. That inflation continues to play out. That will depend on the rand as we go into the end of the first quarter, into the second quarter, etc. And that will certainly benefit the economy on top of a number of other positive green shoots that we've seen. The lack of load shedding, the improving confidence levels, the significant reduction in political risk. The fact that foreign investors are more interested in South Africa, the fact that we stand out relative to similar emerging economies like Argentina, Brazil, and Turkey. Mm-hmm. So a whole bunch of these positives together, plus the rate cuts, continued low inflation, that will certainly give the economy quite a bit of a boost in the short term, in this cycle. And that's why I expect growth next year north of 2%, perhaps even closer to 2.5% next year.
Well, Johan, I hope that your more assertive view holds sway tomorrow, a 50 basis point cut. I think we know what the consensus is, but here's the thing. If it is a 50 basis point cut, I will send you a very nice bottle of red wine.
Or can we make it single malt?
If I can afford it. Okay, Johan Els, we'll talk again soon. Appreciate your time. Chief Economist at the Old Mutual Group. Hot
business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.